Slavic Languages and Literatures, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago, and the Interim Dean, College of Education and Human Services in Springfield. Those were all presented to us by the various provosts that were applicable. After that, we had two very, very interesting presentations. The first one was by Vice President Pierre, and he gave us a thorough explanation of the President's Award Program, which is commonly referred to as the PAP. And he explained for us that the PAP is a highly successful scholarship program for underrepresented students. It began under Dr. Eikenberry in 1985, and it now has over 17,000 students that are enrolled in our campuses. But as attractive as the PAP has been, the amount has not changed, I believe, since its inception. And so to make it more competitive and to increase both diversity and excellences on our campus, President Hogan has overseen substantial changes for this coming fall in the program. As he announced at a previous meeting, he's committing an additional $3 million per year at the university level to the program. And along with matches from the campus, this infusion will allow an increase in the award amount to $5,000 each year and initiation of a pilot honors program for a limited number of the highest achieving students of $10,000 a year, which would be renewable upon decent grades and so on. So we really look forward to receiving a report on this program in the future to see how the changes are being successful. So I'd like to thank both Vice President Pierre and President Hogan for making this available to us. And finally, Provost Kaufman from UIC gave a wonderful report on people, diversity, and social justice at UIC, an agenda for leadership among the urban-serving research universities. And that presentation was so well received that we have put it on our agenda for our next Academic and Student Affairs Committee meeting. And our next meeting will be March 14th at 3 p.m. at the Urbana campus. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Karen, there seems to be general interest in learning more about that, about the general subject of aid to students, and I didn't know whether the committee is hearing a report that you think might be best shared with the larger group, if we could arrange that at an upcoming meeting.
Certainly, and I think it would be, we would be well to do so.
Just offer. Okay. That's great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions for Karen, the committee? Great. So I think we could then break for lunch, if that's okay with everyone. And we'll probably use that time maybe to have one more executive session to discuss employment or appointment-related matters, and then pending probable or imminent litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the university.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 And I think we're going to go back to that same room. Is that right, Michelle? Okay, so we'll all go back there and try to do that quickly and get back.